Good morning. I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 9:30 agenda item, and it's fiscal year 2026 budget workshop for the county agent. So, good morning.
Okay, I'm just ready to get started, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
We have a fairly simple budget, I think, this year. We took to account the clerk's suggestion to keep things pretty even across the board. Just a little background for the public that may be listening afterwards about what we are. We're titled as the county agent for the county. We are University of Idaho Extension, and we serve Canyon County. So that includes 5 different program areas. 4-H is our most well-known program with our youth development. We also have Family and Consumer Sciences, which focuses a lot on health and wellness, behavioral health, diabetes prevention programs, dementia programs. We have horticulture, which is help classes, lots of expertise for our backyard gardeners. They run a very successful master gardener program where the public can come get trained for, I think it's about 12 weeks, and then they can turn around and teach classes and volunteer their services to answer questions and provide horticulture education to the community. Our area cropping systems, we have Dr. Jamila Chalapa, who is a soil expert. She's been working a lot with commodity boards, the Soil Commission, just helping large-scale producers better their soil and outcomes. And then livestock and small acreage, which helps exactly what it says, livestock education and nutrition, education for animals, as well as those people who have small acreage plots, what they can grow on it, how they can, they're trying to do cover crops or make a profit or just have larger than a backyard garden and want to know what animals they can put on it or what they can do there. So that's kind of a summary of our office. We have had a very full office for the past year. We currently have one vacancy. We had our horticulture program assistant. She just re-retired last week. So it was her second career, and so she re-retired from that. So we do have that one vacancy. But we've had a full office with lots of people doing lots of programming, and we love working out in the community and just being able to work in the community. So that's kind of a summary of what we do. Again, I know, commissioners, you guys know that. But just for the public that may be listening afterwards, just kind of a summary of our office. So any questions along those lines?
Mr. Chairman, does your soil expert work with the Soil Conservation District at all?
Yes, she does. I'm not sure exactly what she does with them, but she has reached out to them. I know she works with all the commodity boards, and she's been here for just over a year. And so she's still kind of getting her feet under her to get to know people. She just received a large grant. I don't think it's one of the ones that got put on hold. And so I'm sure she'll be working with them quite a bit more.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
So then kind of digging right into our budget, like I said, it's pretty simple this year. We didn't have any major personnel changes. The big thing is we are requesting $2,000 just for overtime with the change of compensation to overtime hours. We don't use a lot of it. We just expect mostly during fair, big events that generally take a little bit more of our time leading up to the Canyon County Fair. 4-H does project interviews, and so those are usually between 6 to 10 days where we have the 4-H youth come in, and all day long we're there doing interviews about what their projects were, what they learned, what they enjoyed. That is a requirement for them to kind of finish out their 4-H year and before they submit things into the fair, including their animals. And so we do those project interviews, and that does take quite a bit of our 4-H time. So we expect a little bit with the transition of the 4-H program coordinator, which was previously a university employee, last year changed to a county employee, doing a little bit of overtime for her, working conferences, and then just a little bit of contingency for our 3 administrative employees if they ever have to work over the 40 hours. We try to keep it at that, but there are, you know, things that happen where occasionally they have to come in or somebody comes in right at 5 p.m. and they can't on a Friday. Rarely does that happen, but it does happen. And it's the end of the pay period and we can't adjust it any other way. So we are asking for that in terms of personnel. But any other changes, we don't have any major changes this year with that. So any questions along those lines for that overtime calculation? Okay, that's great. We like it when there's no questions. That means we did a good job. And then going into our B budget, you'll see that the total is exactly the same as it was last year. We really tried hard to make it be the same. However, in each of the categories, we did move numbers around a little bit. We had a lot of conversations in our office about how we could best utilize that fund of keeping it the same amount, but where we needed more or where the other educators in the office felt like they could use more funding. And so we did move some of those numbers around for that reason. Everything is based on planned trips, whether that's just to visit sites in the county, educational conferences where we learn the best research practices and then bring those back to the county. You'll see mileage is probably the biggest increase in that. The mileage amount for reimbursement went up. And as it currently stands, that was where we're currently at. I think it was just over 300 was the increase with that. But then we also included some additional funds for we have staff that are housed in Canyon or in Ada County. They work out of the Ada County office, but they have a split assignment where they travel and teach at schools and run programming in Canyon County. And so there are additional mileage put in for that, as well as working with the university. We are trying to move the program assistant for horticulture into a coordinator position, which would provide more hours and allow them to travel more additionally as well. So that's why mileage increased the most. I put kind of some explanations as to why some numbers went up and some numbers went down in that. I didn't know if there are any questions on specific numbers for that we could provide a justification, or if there are any questions about how we kind of move those numbers around to equal that same for B budget.
Mr. Chairman, I just need a minute to look.
Okay.
Chair?
Yes.
I do have one question on the computer equipment.
Yes.
You've got 3,150. I do see a recommendation from IT for 4,600.
We have one computer that was listed that was assigned to Dr. Jamila Chalapa. That was previously Jerry Neufeld's computer. It's no longer in use, and with new policies from the university IT, university employees should be purchasing university equipment versus Canyon County equipment.
So that's the removal of one of the devices then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Tasha Dean, or your, like, I guess your projected actual mileage spend is, because I see we keep budgeting, I don't know, it's a little over 50%.
Yeah. We
more
will not use all of it this year. A lot of that is due to the fact that both myself and Cheyenne Myers were on maternity leave last year, and so there was less travel. My mileage, and I didn't include in this, it's in the notes, I think, in Power Plan, of the breakdown for each department. I did lower my mileage quite a bit. However, because of the increase in the other positions, it still ended up going up. And then Cheyenne does not plan. She's, for the past 2 years, she has had a child. So she's been on maternity leave for the past 2 fiscal years for that 3 month period that the university allows. She's not pregnant this year. And so she will not be using, or she will, she does plan on using all of her mileage.
Thank you.
Chairman?
Yes.
Tasha, can you talk, and if you've stated it, can you state it again on your county agent contract for the, is 25 cents an hour for the person on that, right?
Yes. Yeah, so that's for 2 years ago, the county and university program assistant funds for 4-H program assistant. Mm-hmm. That program assistant has not received any sort of increase in their wage since then. And so that would be 25 cents an hour. The county's take on that would be that $561 difference. Mm-hmm. The university's is quite a bit larger.
Okay, and thank you. And Chief, do those go through any kind of a rubric on that, on our side with HR? No, okay.
No, the last year what we did is moved the one full-time position to county, and then there are two part-time positions where the county and university still split that in that county agent's contract.
Thank you.
And those are university employees. And that 25 cents is less than what the university is recommending this year for raises, which is $1.55 for all staff.
Okay. Thank you for that. And you've brought a lot of stability to this extension office. I think you are the fourth person in my 7 years maybe that's been in there. So thank you.
Yeah.
I think you're, is it Utah State where you came from? Yeah. So you bring a lot of agricultural expertise and background and leadership for that. So it's nice to have stability in there.
Thank you.
Since Jerry retired. Yeah. And I appreciate you making the budget clear for the commissioners to look at. So, and for honoring what the clerk has asked on holding those B budget. It's modest. It really is. And I know a couple of years ago, on back to the mileage, I think your mileage was significantly more than that. So it's been cut, I want to say maybe from fiscal 25, maybe $10,000. But okay.
Yeah, we did try to cut the mileage. Last year I looked at averages,
mm-hmm.
the past few years, and calculated that versus just the estimated what would be used this year. Again, like I said, with the addition of the two people and being able to cover some of their mileage, as well as the program assistant going to a coordinator and using more mileage and just the mileage rates increasing.
Sure.
We increased it again, but yeah, it's still not where it used to be.
Right.
So trying to keep that the number where we actually use what
yeah.
we say we're going to.
And I didn't realize until I started here how much your position is based on travel throughout the state and particularly up to Moscow. So we've looked at all kinds of ways at that, and you don't qualify for county vehicle reimbursement kind of thing. So it is what it is. And
yeah. And that's why we asked for the mileage. I know it's different than other departments,
mm-hmm.
But like you said, we don't qualify. We've talked about different ways to do it.
Sure.
It doesn't work with how tort claims and insurance and all of that between
mm-hmm.
the employees driving county vehicles and
yeah.
Yeah, we do depend quite a bit on that mileage reimbursement for travel, especially our 4-H and horticulture programs,
right?
Which are usually the ones that spend the most, just being able to go to the different schools, go to the different sites, go to the different events, go do site visits out at backyards, check out trees, plants, whatever the issue may be. We get lots of calls, hey, can you come look at this? And we try to get pictures, but it doesn't always work. Sometimes we need to go in person.
Yeah. No, it's a great service, and I think probably one that's underused. We were the beneficiaries of having the extension office come in this week and provide some produce that had been, I think, grown by Syngenta in their Trades Accelerator facility. And so that was nice. Thank you for your generosity in that. And lots of good things in the community that you can do that I wish it was more readily, but that would mean more staffing requirements if everybody knew the great secret, so.
Yes. Yeah. And we do try our best to keep up with the growth of the county.
Yeah.
And to do programs like at, you mentioned the produce. We do the senior produce program in partnership with Extension. And this past year with that, it's at the Caldwell Farm to Fork Market. Many of the master gardeners and just gardeners in general have excess produce. And there's also a lot of people who don't have the ability to purchase or access to fresh produce. And so we had tons of donations from gardeners across the county who provided that. And then it was able to be used in the senior produce program given to provide fresh fruits and vegetables for seniors over the age of 60 as part of that farm to fork market. So
right.
We're really proud of making impacts like that and trying to improve the county as best we can.
Yeah. And then you ran a program here at the county where we engaged the University of Idaho. I didn't finish the program, but I was successful in the goal. So I, yeah. And so, and you also ran that concurrently out of the Nampa Rec Center. And so that was great. And you have the diabetes prevention program. So it seems to be prevalent everywhere, but people have access to resources if they want them through the Extension office. And so a great benefit to the community if you want to take advantage of it.
Yeah. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
I think it looks good, Chairman. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate it.
And Chairman, I have one more question.
Yes.
I'm not familiar. I don't know your name. Who you brought with you today?
I'm Diana Hoffman.
Okay.
I'm the office coordinator.
Yep. Okay.
For our office, so I am one of the four county employees.
Okay. You came from here to go there?
I've been in that office for 10 years now.
So maybe not. Okay.
Yeah, the only spot I've been with the county is.
Okay. Well, your name is familiar, so.
But, yeah.
Thank you for being here.
Awesome. Thank you.
Diana's fantastic, or my right-hand lady, when it comes to making sure everything gets taken care of.
Perfect. We need those people. Desperately. All right. There's nothing else. I'd make a motion that we adjourn.
I will second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you.